Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 April 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I sincerely mean that. You're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to have one of my favorite guests tonight. I have her on pretty often because I always enjoy her conversation. She's always up to date what's going on. And she's pleasant to talk to and share things with. Her name is Diana Ketterman. Most of y'all probably already know who she is. For new listeners, hang in there and I'll have her tell you in a minute, okay? Before I go any further, I have two prayer requests tonight. Jim in Georgia has been listening to the program for a long time. His wife is in serious condition with dementia and probably some Alzheimer's, and he's trying his best to figure out how to take care of her. So please keep Jim in your prayers and his wife also. But this is a hard thing, and he's having a hard time adjusting to it. And also remember Lori. Lori's a sister of a young lady comes to our Bible study, Jenny, who had cancer, and they're doing everything they can to try to stop this. I hate to even say it, almost like a plague anymore. With what Jenny knows is the best way to do it. And please keep the whole family in prayers. Jenny called this past Saturday. I was sharing how Lori's doing. So please keep them in prayers if you don't mind, okay? And don't forget, our office is answered between 9 and 4, 5 days a week. If you happen to call and get an answer machine, please leave your number. Somebody will call you back. That's guaranteed. You can call us with any questions you may have, place an order to give donation. And I got to tell you, folks, but I hate to say this, donations are way, way down to the point I'm considering again having maybe to, I don't know, don't even want to talk about it, but it's getting that bad. But anyway, the number to call if you want to call and talk to somebody in the office, if you don't have long distance, please call 800-777-4403. If you're doing long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And thank you, folks, for being so with us. It's such a blessing to join us on the radio. It's such an honor. It's humbling. Because my mind, you folks are some of the sharpest ones out there. And to take time to join Old Hillbilly from West Virginia on the radio 3 nights a week, it's quite an honor to me. Thank you so much. And I do mean that. By the way, this coming Saturday, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study again, like church services. We're going to start, as always, at 10:30 in the morning, Eastern time. You can join us by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on the Rumble, and there will be. Or you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 239-209-5013. And a bunch of y'all really enjoyed it whenever I had Dustin Nemos on the program here a couple weeks ago. He'll be joining us this Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern for an interview on video. So please join us if you can. Again, PastorBush.com and click on Rumble. We'll call 339-209-5013. We want you to join us, folks. That's why we're there. And this young lady tonight is going to join us, gets to come to on the broadcast, gets to join us once in a while, also at Bible study. She's always a great addition to the Bible study. And I said her name is Diana Ketterman. So for new listeners, I'm going to have her tell, maybe get a little bit of a bio about who she is and what she does. I'm going to name her ministry so you know how to tune in to her broadcast, her program. Diana, welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Bush, for having me back again.
Oh, it's good to have you. We always enjoy the conversations that you have with us, Diana. Everybody out there really enjoys them also, and we appreciate what you're doing and what you're trying to do. And like we were talking about before we come on the air, there's no shortage of things to cover, is there?
Absolutely not. There's a load of stuff every day. You can't keep up.
No, you can't. But for the new listeners, tell them who Diana Ketterman is and what you've done in the past, how you made a living, and what you're doing now, and about your ministry very quickly. Go ahead.
Yes, I have 25 years in education and have over 16 years with the federal government and retired. And now I have a full-time ministry podcast on my YouTube channel, Sound Mind Ministry. You can sign up for my newsletter at authordianeketterman.com. I have a children's ministry in Pakistan and a children's ministry in Africa. I minister to the children every week, and through donations, I'm able to feed them, free them from slavery, and to send them audio Bibles. And you can find more information about that on my YouTube channel.
That sounds like you have nothing to do, Diana.
Oh, I don't.
Anyway, I do appreciate you doing this. Like I said, I look forward to conversations, and so do the folks who listen. And I got to start tonight with a topic that people, you know, you already know this, Diana. Our broadcasts are different than most so-called Christian broadcasts because we cover all issues, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And I don't understand why pastors and Christians don't discuss these issues openly and often. I don't understand it. You were there at the last Bible study we had when we talked about exposed the nations that are going to turn against us in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and Psalms 93. You were there, but I got to ask you this question. Have you ever heard that taught in church anywhere?
I have, but I don't go to traditional churches. It's right. More like Bible studies, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Traditional churches just don't touch it.
Organized denominations, even non-denominations, they don't want to touch anything about what's going on in the news. They don't want to talk about it. They think it's a distraction. I was told that, you know, that these things are distracting. Okay, well, you better wake up because we're going to get hit really, really hard in these next few months ahead, I'm afraid.
Well, it isn't prophecy foretelling the news in the future. Isn't that what it's all about?
We're in the world. We're not of the world. So I think we have to be prudent in order to prepare to endure to the end.
Absolutely. And if the word didn't want us to know what's going to happen in the future, why would the Bible be about 30% prophecy? What difference would it make? If he didn't want you to worry about it and don't be concerned, why would he tell you about these things in the future, Diana? I don't understand where people get their reasoning from.
Well, we are to walk in the spirit, and so many people walk in the physical, and we can't walk in the spirit if we can't see what's going on in the spirit realm.
That's exactly right. And it is spiritual. It's all, everything we see manifest in the flesh starts in the spiritual side, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It does. But anyway, so I got to start with this. I mean, we just saw another assassination attempt on Trump and I guess his cabinet. But anyone would just take time to think. And I realize that deep thought in today's society is really kind of almost unheard of. Well, we all think, but nothing below the surface. Well, if you look back over the last, this makes third attempt, supposedly, to take Trump out and his cabinet out, you watch how all of them played out, and I'm not going to try to get into all details, Diana, but the one in Pennsylvania, people showed the cops that young boy climbing up on the roof of the building for a half an hour at least before he got up there. And I'm not going any further than that, but obviously they knew he was there, they knew what was going on, and the Secret Service was so sloppy that day, it's unbelievable. Then, of course, the guy in Florida, supposedly hiding behind the fence, and that Secret Service guy just happened to see his gun leaned up against the fence, I suppose, and caught him. And this one come all the way from California to D.C. on the train. Packing a Mossberg shotgun. By the way, I have one of those. It holds 8 rounds. It's a pump shotgun. I got one almost like, exactly like it. He packed that thing on the train, along with a handgun and knives, all the way to Chicago, then down to D.C., took it all in the motel with him, never got caught, come into the meeting area for the dinner, come up a back set of stairs that were unguarded. I mean, the Secret Service really fell on their job. They didn't even pay attention to these back stairs. The guy walked up through those, put his shotgun together, run through the ballroom or through the area there between the Secret Service officers, and he ran through there. When I saw him fully clothed on the floor, he's about naked. Apparently, he shot somebody in a bulletproof vest. They fired back 4 times and didn't hit him. And I'm just saying, I mean, this is a circus.
Well, George Galloway, he just did a poll. I just now looked at it 3 seconds ago, and it said, was the shooting at the Trump dinner staged? 89% of 11,000 votes said yes.
They're not being fooled so much this time. All right.
We can fool me once, but you can't fool me twice.
Well, they're trying for 3 times, man. Yeah. And another one, too, Charlie Kirk. What a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah. And I heard that the last assassination attempt that Trump dropped the charges. He's not even trying to find out who it is. And Caroline Lovett, you know, she came on camera right before the dinner. She was talking to a reporter. And anybody can Google this, look it up on YouTube, wherever. And she said, oh, this is going to be a great entertaining tonight. She said, there's going to be shots fired.
Why would anybody use that phrase?
Well,
at a dinner where all the president, vice president, I mean, why would they even use a phrase like that?
Right. But, you know, I don't think hardly anybody believes it. He has an agenda. The agenda is to get the ballroom built. He came out and said that. That's the first thing he starts talking about, because a judge stopped that. And so he owes people money. The other thing is this visa bill is expiring, where they can investigate foreign intelligence without a warrant. Well, now he wants to bring all Americans into that. So he said, because of this incident now, we have to have more surveillance over all Americans. So I think it's about Palantir, about getting laws changed, because we know that Palantir is now involved in all of the federal agencies and our food. Did you see they just signed a deal with the USDA to now put tokens in our food so that they can have a blockchain to find out where all the food's going and what households and all that? I mean, it's getting micro.
Oh, it is.
They want to know if you have a Windowsill garden in your house. You know, they want you to register your Windowsill garden with the USDA so they can keep track of it.
But Trump is going to make us free again.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the scriptures the Lord gave me for tonight is, if a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Proverbs 29:12.
Amen. I forgot about that. That's good. That's really good. And now we have Palantir wanting to reinstate the draft. Palantir.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, folks, this is all real. And how some people I know that I dearly love and respect, can still think Trump is out there trying to save this country and think the picture of him laying hands on me praying is just because he wants to heal the nation. How anyone can be that blinded and ignorant, I don't know. I have to say this. I don't mean to make anybody angry, but if I do, I do. These people are willfully ignorant, and they're not only destroying themselves, they're hurting the people around them. By trying to believe such damnable heresies and lies. And anyone that could believe that, anyone that could now keep believing what then this man is either a, what can I say nice about it? Tell me how to say it nice, Nana. An idiot to be polite. That's being polite, yes. I mean.
Well, you were talking about that picture, right? You know, where he's got his hand. Okay. Well, that picture, remember after it was done, he said, well, I thought I was being a doctor. Remember that?
Oh, yes. I'd be a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when you look up the word MAGA, MAGA means witch or magician.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And MAGA, it's if you look up under the Church of Satan on Wikipedia, it tells you all about MAGA. Mm-hmm. Well, it says that the fifth degree is MAGA, and members of the fifth degree may also be known as a doctor.
I didn't know that. Yeah. The word MAGA means different things in different languages, and none of them good.
And that picture of that magician of on a tarot card, Trump's wearing the exact same outfit as the magician for MAGA. If you look up what MAGA means, he's wearing the same red robe, like over his shoulders, is the same as on the tarot card for MAGA.
If you have that online, send it to me, please. Email it to me. I want to see that.
Yeah. And the MAGA, the doctor, is the fifth degree. That means that to be in the fifth degree, according to the Church of Satan, you are part of the Council of Nine. Now, we've heard of the Council of Nine with Kevin Annette and what goes on with that. And that's all connected to the Epstein Mossad thing. It's unbelievable what's going on with the in politics, the evil, the wickedness that's going on.
Well, it is, and what seems more unbelievable, some people still believe it. I mean, they still believe it. And I don't care. Now, folks, I'm not, if you've listened to my broadcast more than a few years, you know what I said about Biden, about what I said about Obama and Clinton. Yeah, folks, I've been on the air through all those. I have. I've been on radio over 33 years. I've covered them all. Not a one of them in my mind were fit to hit a pig in the butt with. I mean, it's just unbelievable how naive, ignorant, and willful ignorant, and how, we almost say plain out stupid people are, keep thinking they can change this by voting people in office. You know, Ben Franklin said this. This is a paraphrase. Everyone is born ignorant, but you have to work hard to stay stupid. You know, and I have to agree with that. To stay stupid through all this, you really have to want to be stupid to stay stupid, because the only, you have to be really stupid to keep believing these lies and willfully stupid, so to speak. Now, I know that that's pretty harsh, Diana, but I don't have time to play games. We're about out of time. I have a lot of life left. I'm 77 years old. I don't plan on being around here much longer. And I just know that we're running out of time. And for you and I, too bad for us. But I have grandchildren.
I know.
Great-grandchildren that have been brought up in this hellhole we call America today. And we really think that these leaders that we keep electing are going to change anything. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene said, you're not going to change anything by voting. She said that.
Yeah.
So,
well, because it's so infiltrated. It's infiltrated to the most top level. Now, Whitney Webb said, we don't need Epstein anymore to blackmail this anybody. All they have to do is get Palantir. Palantir knows every click you made, every purchase you made, everything that's going on. Now they have the smart dust that they're putting in the air that can surveillance you. All they have to do is ask Palantir everything about you. They don't need Epstein and the Mossad anymore. That's why Palantir is infiltrating everywhere. They are the new blackmail system.
Yes, they are. And by the way, 10, 15 years ago, I'll play the video Bible study. It showed them sprinkling spark dust. And yeah. Tex Mars talked about that before that even. The smart dust sprinkled over everything, all over creation, mm-hmm. so to speak. You breathe it. You eat it. You drink
yes.
it. It tunes you into a computer system, into a matrix. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. We're not making this up. Look it up for yourself. Don't take our word for anything. Check it out for yourself. This is for real.
It
synchronizing
is.
Our bodies to be in tune with the new surveillance systems. Now, folks, that is the beast system being put in front of us every day, and the churches won't talk about it. They refuse to share this with the churches. I don't understand. The people out there are starving to death for this information. That would because it literally saved somebody's soul someday, and they ignore it. They ignore it, I guess, and hope it'll go away. It doesn't work that way. Go ahead, Diana.
No, it doesn't work that way. And it's just, we are losing our freedoms. We're losing our rights, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. And you know, I've heard this phrase, gradually, then suddenly. One day, soon, people that have mocked this, have ignored it, put their head in the sand, all of a sudden, everything is going to change. Everything. You will not ever be able to go back. We will not go back to what we used to have and what we used to be.
No. Well, take just a recent event, COVID, the COVID hoax. It's changed since then. It's never going back like it used to be, ever.
No. And Trump's CDC pick is the queen of mandating vaccines. His CDC pick. She mandated smallpox, anthrax, flu shots on the United States forces with threats and discipline if they didn't take them. And, you know, he is the one that brought that in. He continues to support that stuff. He says one thing and does another.
Now, in then, in direct opposition to Kennedy, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, people. I don't know what to say, but I'll say this again. For anybody that has any Christian sense at all, any Christian spiritual discernment that still backs this man, and not just him, others before him, still back them thinking they can change it for the good, you're totally deceived by Satan or enemy. And if you don't get your mind off that, you're going to be deceived right into hell. And I'm going to say it plain up and down. That's the way it is. You're being deceived and played. And if you don't see this now, you're not going to see it when this whole thing falls to place, because you're going to be deceived even more by the Antichrist powers, if you will. They're going to bring in peace and safety for a little while and make things prosper, Daniel 7 says. I think it's Daniel 8. I can't remember the exact chapter. Anyway, as it says, it's going to happen. You're going to be deceived because you're going to see, oh, look at all the good things you're doing. Look at all the good things Trump is doing. He's praying for the nation. Folks, let's quit being willfully ignorant.
What is he praying? See, this is the thing. What is he praying? He is praying about Solomon building the temple. Okay, that's what he read the scripture last weekend at the Bible Museum when they had all that 500 hours of Bible reading. Even Erica Kirk came, and all these people come to read the Bible. And I'm sure some Christians thought that was just great. We're going to read the Bible for 500 hours. What is the purpose? If you don't live it and you're not walking in it, you're whitewashed on the outside. It is not on the inside. And the Christians have been hoodwinked into thinking that this is something that it's not, because he's talking about building the temple. They have the signs up in Israel that he's the deliverer. Paula White is bringing in Buddhists into this, the Buddhist community into the Unification Church in the White House, and drawing them together with the Noahide laws. I mean, there's so many things that's happening while he's moving his right hand. The left hand is doing so many other things that people are not looking at.
That's very true. Very, very true. And folks, what she's saying is absolutely, absolutely true. And for a man that says he's a man of God, that's Paula White for an example to follow and to ask to lead and the country spiritually. Paula White's been married three times. her current husband said that husband and wife need to view porn together. And she amended it. She said in front of a bunch of, I mean, folks, this is happening as you speak. And you think that Trump is going to save this country? He has fulfilled more prophecy against Christ than probably any man in office since I've been alive. And it's happening and all over the Middle East. Go ahead.
He's put Peter Thiel in charge of all of these technocracy, technology, and Peter Thiel is a sodomite. You know, we have these technocracy sodomites in charge of all of our data, in charge of controlling and trying to bring control and dehumanizing us. And what we're going to see is, you know, all these things, this depopulation agenda, the climate control, the infertility in the chemicals, the fertilizer supply that they're collapsing, you know. All of this is going to, all of a sudden, I would say by late 26, you know, there's some countries right now by May or June, if they do not get that strait opened, there's going to be worldwide
nasty
famine.
Starvation. Well, and I want to tell you, it's coming here, maybe not because of the necessary lack of it, but the price of it. I had to get some groceries. And I did some things I want to get, I didn't get. Would you believe they wanted $11 and something for a jar of red plum jelly?
I do believe it, because I heard one guy say that one thing that's going to happen is that there's no aluminum coming through. He said things like aluminum foil, you won't be able to get that at all. So I thought, well, I'll go down and get me a couple of rolls. $16 a roll.
Aluminum foil. $16 a roll.
I got two of them, but he's saying that there's not going to be coming through, because that's one of the things that stopped through the strait.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, prophecy is happening. Please, I'm going to ask you this. I did a teaching this past weekend, and Diana was there. I would like to see if you would order the copy of the teaching, folks. I'm not asking a lot of money for it. Donation of $10, whatever, to pay for shipping and stuff, DVD or CD. I recommend DVD, but whatever you want to get it. I can't remember the title of it. It's foretelling the future or something like that in scripture. It's all in there. I named the nations that are going to be attacking us in Western Europe. It's coming, people. It's coming because it's Bible. I don't like it, but I'm not going to try to change it, obviously, because I can't. But I don't want to, because my father prophesied it. And to see it coming about increases my faith to the point that I know his word is true. And I'm not afraid what man might do to me, because I'll win anyway. Right. I understand this, folks. This is serious. I go to break. After the break, your phone calls, as always, at 717-300-1698. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 206- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we're back here. We're talking to Diana Ketterman, and the phone lines are open right now. The lines are full, so if you dial in, you get a busy signal, just hang on. If somebody hangs up, then call in. 717-300-1698. We're on the phone call just a minute. So everybody hang on right with you in just a couple minutes here. But, Diana, we were talking about a lot of things during the break. You know, we have a lot of good radio off the air, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yep.
But it's just amazing to me that people, we were talking during the break about the Civil War in Ireland. Now, you never heard about that news, do you? I haven't heard that mentioned on news once. Have you?
No, well, only on the alternative news.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about mainline news. I haven't heard a word.
I don't listen to that.
I try to check it out once a day, see what they're saying, then compare it to the truth. And every now and then, they'll slip a half-truth in. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Keep everybody tuned in.
Well, we know who owns that.
Well, we do. We surely do. But all this, I mean, Ireland's going to war, and they're literally sabotaging their enemies' plans to keep them from making more materials to go, you know, they have more gumption there than we do here for sure. But anyway, yep. I know you want to say a few more things, then we'll go to phone calls. So you go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the weather manipulation in Iran that they have been doing for years and years.
Oh, yes,
and
Iran,
you know, destroyed the United States radars. And after that, all of their rivers are full. It snowed. They started getting all of the rainfall that they hadn't been getting, and they've been in this drought for 40 years. 40 years we've been employing hostile weather warfare, and we signed a treaty that we wouldn't do it.
Of course. And America will never lie, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's just one thing. And let me see. You know, there's just all kinds of stuff.
There is.
The underwater cables, you know, Iran is threatening now to cut the underwater cables, the internet cables, which would bring down the whole banking system. And I didn't know if you knew about this, but a town in Idaho had a MAGA bonfire to burn all the Trump branded clothes and flags that they had.
And where was this?
In Idaho.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you see those disabled veterans that were detained in the Capitol?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
They were in there on their canes. They had been disabled from the war, and they strap tied them and took them out of there.
Yes,
and they weren't doing anything disruptive. They were just peacefully protesting what was going on.
I love living in a free country. Oh, I surely do. God bless America, land of the free. Yeah. But anyway, it makes me sick in my stomach. And I don't care who knows it. I'm sick in my stomach about this. Folks, I wore a uniform, and I did not disgrace it. I come out as a sergeant out of the Air Force in 1971. It's a whole different military then than it is now, and even a somewhat different country. But my eyes have been open a lot since then, and all I can say is I'm disgusted beyond words that I lost friends, classmates, and another so-called police action. There's a war, folks. Call whatever you want to. Somebody's shooting at you. That's a war. And we lost friends in another made-up war. Not the first one, but every one has been forced on us by our own leaders, including World War II and World War I, all of them. Check it out for yourself. I'm not going to take time to get into it. Check it out for yourself. We've been deceived and deceived and deceived and deceived. And after a while, I'm going to think that we like being deceived. What else conclusion can I come to?
Well, I'd rather believe a lie.
Exactly.
They'd rather believe a lie.
I mean, I don't know what else I can say that's going to change the truth of the fact that we have been deceived so often that you think people will get their eyes open a little bit to what's happening. But no, don't want to do that. That would make us think. Can't have this thinking thing going on, because we might figure something out. Then we'd be in really big trouble then, wouldn't we? Anyway, right. Let's go to phones like I promised before we run out of time. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Budge. Hello,
yes.
Diana.
Hi, Chance.
Hello.
Yes,
I can hear
you.
I got an interesting thing to tell you, what I've been thinking about lately. I don't know if any of you have any German heritage in you. Do you?
Yeah, no. I do.
Okay, all right. Perfect, perfect. Because my grandparents on one side were German, okay? Mm-hmm. And with all this talk about MAGA and the likeliness and the connotations of occultic meanings behind it, right?
Right.
It brought back a memory for me. When I was a little boy and I would visit my grandparents up in the Northeast, long time ago, I used to like to go up into their attic because you know how older people collect interesting things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would go up in the attic and you know, look at the things I have up there. And I remember my German grandparents would say to me, they would tease me and say, be careful, the magus is up there. In other words, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In America, we say boogeyman, but in the Germanic heritage, that they, I guess they use the word magus. My grandparents used to tease me and say, be careful, the magus is up there. And it brought back a memory. And I says, wait a minute now. The variation of that term, different variations, maybe this is how it ties in with the meaning. You know what I mean? What do you think of that?
Well, I never heard of that before, but I'm glad to have that information.
Yeah, if I had a computer, I'd check it out. But that's what they would say. I guess it was spelled M-A-G-U-S. See, it was their way of saying the boogeyman in German, you know, was up there.
Right,
just to tease me as a little boy. Magus, yeah. I just I had to bring that out because I'm intrigued, you know, with the likeliness and the connotations of the variations of this MAGA term, you know, and how it ties in with the certain sounding things that sound similar that are occultic, and that brought back that memory, and I just wanted to share that with you. I've been thinking about that lately. When you get older, you think about things from a long time ago. I guess it's because you're reaching your finality, you know what I mean? So a lot of old memories come flooding back from when you were young, and I find that happens quite a bit. But I find that very interesting, and I thought I'd share that with you out of curiosity and see what you think. Thank you, folks.
Oh, thank you, Chance.
Chance, I just looked it up, and Magus, M-A-G-U-S, is the same thing.
Okay.
On the Church of Satan. Under Wikipedia.
That's what my grandparents teased me, in a joking way, though. You know, they were Catholic. But they would tease me as a little boy because, you know, nobody goes up in an attic. It's hot. And a little, you know what I mean? It was just an attic.
Yeah.
And they would tease me like that. The Magus is up there, meaning the boogeyman, I suppose they meant. You know, the American boogeyman, but in German it's Magus. Well, I'm glad you told me. Okay. Tell me that once again, Diana, please.
It's under the Wikipedia Church of Satan.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, in the German language, their boogeyman is called Magus, like my grandparents said. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for that so much. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Carl Chance. Appreciate it. You know, and I mean, you used for the word Magus when you told magician, and I shared a bunch of them. I don't think you were there that weekend at churches. I had a list of 6-7 of them. What MAGA means in different terms, different places. None of them good. And it isn't coincidence, folks. This doesn't happen by chance. It doesn't happen by chance. None of this happened by chance. If things happen by chance, then God isn't God. He's got everything planned out exactly the way he wants it. He's sovereign alone. Let's go to Esther in Washington. Esther, welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Butch and Diana. I always appreciate hearing your conversation between the two of you. You both great minds.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. I've been following, you know, the situation and just getting sometimes totally befuddled and going, what is the truth about all this? What is going on? And so after praying, you know, and getting God's Holy Spirit, I realized, number one, that everyone knows about, but few people go into it deeply, is that the Rothschild Central World Banking System is the one that is pulling the shot. But there's also a schism happening within those banks because of this new situation for global world dominance. And now Trump is the latest and best version of the Rothschild-controlled prominent slave. We also know that. So now, and so I thought, what? I need to do some research. So I looked up John Moores, and he wrote this article. He also, and it's a 100-page, I downloaded it because I'm not on the internet by choice. And I looked up the 13 satanic bloodlines that rule the world. So it starts from the beginning, and it goes through all of history, the Napoleonic Wars, everything. And it started to fit in so nicely, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And yes, this is all members are Satanists, and they are members of the Illuminati and the Freemasons.
Yes.
We all know that as well.
Yes.
And so then I thought, well, what's going on? Okay, Trump, he just put himself like the Messiah, right? And
yes.
What do Christian Zionists, what are they waiting for? They're waiting for the temple to be rebuilt, Solomon, who also turned into a Satanist. But they want that rebuilt. And then the Messiah is going to come. Now, this is what John Morse said, and it said, out of the Third World War would emerge a new religious system. The Third World War would have to be tailored to be like the Bible's Armageddon, Satan told his highest slaves, because if it resembled Armageddon, then the people would believe he was the Messiah when he came after its end. It would have to be terrible so that he could step in and bring miraculous order out of a world beaten into chaos by the worst war in history. Order out of chaos. Masonic, they do that all the time, okay? So he's going to come in as the salvation of the world, Satan is, the light bearer, the morning star. And here's the irony that, can we see the irony in this satanic plan? That Satan is going to personify the Messiah, and they will believe him. And
well, that's their plan.
Yes, and they have
that's their
so
plan.
Many. I'm sorry.
But they had a plan to build the. They had a plan to build the Tower of Babel too.
Yes, and Nimrod, that's another huge long story. But so here we have all these Christian Zionists, and most of the world completely besotted and afraid because of, oh my God, the silver's gone down. Oh my God, who's going to take care of the gold? Money, 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 right? And their spirituality is gone. And fear is taken over. And now they're trying to align themselves on the side that's going to win. And they'll do anything, anything for money and power. And so deceiver is coming. And we have to walk in Holy Spirit. We have to. And we have to do the courageous thing or we will be sucked in to this false play acting of Satan. And let's talk about Satan. Nobody talks about that creep. Nobody.
Well, the church don't want to share a lot of things, period. And you're right. But, you know, desperate people will do desperate things and believe desperate lies, grabbing straws so they won't fall over the bank. They're holding on to everything they can. Even people I consider strong believers are willing to believe that they can change things so much that they'll believe a lie, I guess, to comfort themselves and think that they're winning the battle. That's all part of it. And the beast system, the Antichrist, and all those that back this system are going to have some answers, and they're going to sound really good. Well, I got to say this. Just for example, Dana and Esther, Social Security under Roosevelt sounded wonderful. People were struggling. It was a wonderful idea. Give us something to look forward to when we get older. Let's trust that. Let's do that. Although the Word of God says don't do that. Don't put trust in man. Don't listen, lean in the man for your strength. They did anyway. That's just one of the first of many that people fell for because they were scared. It took us right into this system we're into now. It started before that, but really big time with Social Security numbers, Social Security checks. That's just a little part of it now of a conglomerate so big, we can't begin to uncover all of it by any means. But fear is a great motivator. 1930s, the fear brought them in line with to take their money from the state, from the government, if you will. And they stole from us, lied to us, and everything between that ever since then. But as long as they're feeding us, we're not going to say anything. Because if we do that, we'll lose our guaranteed income. Now, I've had people tell me that. I can't say anything like that. I'll lose my check. This is the beast system. Much you said, people are going to lose their soul because of fear and trust in man. Period. That's it.
In comments on that,
go ahead.
Trusting money.
That's it. Trusting man because man produces mammon, so to speak. And that's who we're going to trust.
And
go ahead, Esther. Anything else?
Yes. And so I have been convicted that it is not who I am when the end comes, when the Christos, the Salvator of all mankind, Yahushua, the King, guided by Yahweh, his Father, the Almighty, when these and their armies come, and every knee is going to bend, and they're going to know their God and know the Christos, the Messiah, the true Messiah. It is
every
not
niche.
Then that I am saved. It is now when I
it is
have
now.
Faith to do what is right now.
Amen.
It is now that we are saved.
Well, we know every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess, but it'll be too late.
That's
too late
very
for them.
True.
Too late for them. Good call, Esther. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good call. Any comments before we go to another caller here, Diana?
No, I agree, you know, but the Noahide laws are coming in. I don't know if you know this, but they are now training the lawyers and the judges. They're using that as continuing education now in our legal system and the bar associations, the Noahide training.
You know, I just sat back totally amazed and all these people that say they believe in our nation, our nation's founding, they can fall for that. I just can't understand how anybody can be that stupid. I almost put it. They're selling out. They're selling out.
And Trump has announced on Friday that he's going to revive the firing squads, the electrocution, and gas chambers for death sentences. I heard on Prophecy Watch this week, too, that there's a website where there are, by state, it is growing with all the indictments, with all the information they're collecting on all of us now, the information they're getting ready on who they're going to put into the concentration camps. There are so many things coming.
Repeat what you said about Trump. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, about the firing squad.
On Friday, he announced that he's going to bring back the firing squads, electrocution, and gas chambers.
I didn't hear that. Did Trump said that?
Yeah.
And why do you say you're going to bring it back for who?
Well, for federal death sentences.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah. And people are cheering that on. They don't realize that they're collecting the data on you now to make you a crazy person, or to make you a religious fanatic, or you come against him. You know, if you come against him personally, like Margaret Margie Taylor Greene, you are going to pay a heavy price.
I agree. And I think that she hadn't resigned, she might have been suicidal by now. You never know.
Well, they've threatened her children.
No, they did. Yes. And I got to say this, good next call. You remember when on my run for president, Lord Short Dude back in the 80s, early 90s, and he said he threatened his family and he withdrew. Oh, my goodness. And he talked about the GATT and NASA and all them is going to come, and it's going to be a great sucking sound. Mm-hmm. And I can't – Ross Perot,
yes.
Yeah, they threatened his family, he had to withdraw. Yeah. Folks, this is for real. Let's go to Frederick right here in West Virginia also. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, it's great to hear you, Butch, telling the truth.
Thank
you. You too, Diana Ketterman. I just can't get enough of hearing both of you guys talking and telling the truth and letting everybody know the truth, and that's what I like to hear. And we need conversations like this more.
Yes, we do. I agree.
Now, if you want to see the ludicrousy, I think of it like this is a false world that they're patching into the real world. But if you look where they come together, they don't line up. Like if you would cut out a piece of a great painting in a museum and try to paste in a different rectangle that you painted to somehow, for some reason, I mean, people do things like this. They counterfeit, you know, different things. And,
right.
But where they meet with the real, they don't line up. Look at Building 7. Some people still think that was office fires.
Yeah.
Why weren't the building codes changed? If this was the first steel and concrete building to collapse due to office fires, why weren't the building codes changed? See, that's where it doesn't line up with the real world.
No.
That fake story.
There you go, Frederick. There you go, thinking again. See what you're doing?
But I'm attracted. Was it Isaiah? He was making fun of the false gods, you know? Why is your God taking so long to make the fire come down, you know? Was that Isaiah?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is he taking a leak?
You know, he said,
did he turn aside? I think that means, was he taking a leak?
I think you're right.
Making fun of their gods. And I admire things like that. And I like astronomy, because when I look at an astronomy book that tells me where all the stars and planets are and all the angles and all this stuff, their positions, and that must make the globalists really mad. They don't have any control over that. They can't control the sun. The sun just keeps going on being itself. And God is like that. But these are tangible things between us and God that can give us hope and inspiration. Just look at the sun. I read years ago about a man living in East Germany before 1990, before the wall came down. And he used to just study all the things that were out in the free world and think about those so much, it gave him hope that that these things weren't controlled by the East German Communist Party.
Yeah. Amen. Well, if we just take time and look at nature itself, it gives us hope. Frederick, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to say?
That's all.
God bless. Please call, Frederick. Thank you. And Diana, tell the folks again, we're down about the last 2 minutes here. Tell the folks again how they listen to you and follow you on online.
AuthorDianaKetterman.com or Sound Mind Ministries on YouTube.
Okay. Yes. And folks, do check her out. I promise you, you're going to like what she does. I mean, again, it's been a pleasure to me and honor me to know this lady now for the past several months. And she gets to come Bible study once in a while and always adds a lot to it. And Diana, I'll ask this because I'm trying to get people to watch her Bible studies even more. Are they worth the effort to come to?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
And, I mean, somebody that's educated as you are and as well informed as you are, do you find them useful to you?
Well, I enjoy the fellowship. Yep.
Yes.
And yes.
Well, I appreciate that. Folks, do join us at Ken Saturday. We'd love to have you there. Go ahead, Diana.
Well, I'd like to say something that my uncle wrote 42 years ago in 1982. And I came across it in some of his notes I have. He said, "Someone in royal apparel must lay hold of the golden scepter. Someone must get down to the threshing floor of Boaz. The furnace is heated. Goliath is blaspheming on and on. Jericho has not yet fallen. The summer is ended and we are not saved. Who among you will fall into the ground and die? Who will marry the earth of human need? Who will drink of his cup? Where are the saviors of Obadiah? Where is the army of Joel? Where is the first fruits company unto God and the Lamb? Arise, come forth. Your hour has come." See, our hour has come to arise and to take a stand against evil.
Amen. Very well said. You say your uncle wrote that 42 years ago.
Yes.
Look what all's changed since he wrote that.
No, he was ahead of his time.
He really was. He truly was. Well, Diana Ketterman, thank you so much, gentlemen. This has been a fun, a pleasure, and informative also. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Well, we'll not see you Saturday. Nothing happens.
God bless you. Yes.
God bless. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Folks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, we love you, and I hope tonight has blessed you, encouraged you, and maybe taught you something. I really mean that. And I am asking if you can, please, help us get out of this slump we're in. We'd appreciate it. Now, folks, I'm not asking for me. I'm really not. I've been doing this for 33 years. Many times in the past, I probably would just like to walk away and quit, but I can't. I'm here to do my Father's will. If you all will help, I'm praying his will be done. I really am. I really, truly am. But we do need your help if we're going to continue. We do love you. By grace, God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, as far as I know, just be me and you. We got a lot more to talk about. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.